Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Hello and welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. On today's show, we hear from Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo Economic Development and Tourism about a wide array of activities coming up this spring and summer to check out in the area. Today is also Canadian Orthopedic Care Day, so we hear from Dr. Pierre Guy from the Canadian Orthopedic Association on the importance of orthopedic health. Joining me on the phone here today is Terry Nielsen. She's the Tourism Director for Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo Economic Development and Tourism. Terry, how are you doing here today?
I'm great, Ryan. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Terry, listen, lots coming up here in the spring and summertime when it comes to tourism in Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo. Give us just a snapshot of what's coming up here this spring and summer.
Wow, Ryan, it's a lot. And I think sometimes we don't realize how much actually goes on in our region, and it's fantastic. But, of course, we're super excited about some more major sporting events that are choosing Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo for their national competition. So, as most people know, currently the New Holland Canadian Under-21 Curling Championships are happening right now at Mac Island. And then this summer we have the Baseball Nationals that are going to be here. It is the Baseball Canada Cup, actually, is what it's called, and it's going to be at Mac Island August 7th to 11th. So I always say with the sporting events, whether you're a fan or not of that particular sport, they're always fun. There's a little bit of festivalization around them, and you can go out and cheer on your favorite team, whether it be, you know, by province or however you choose, but it's a great event for the whole family, and sporting events always leave behind, you know, a legacy for our region and gives us a little bit of image and reputation. You know, sometimes the media is here and you know, there's some filming, there's reports about what goes on in our region, and it's really great. So that's a big one. Is the sports that are coming in as well. It's not really a viewing thing, but the Edmonton Oilers are doing one of their hockey schools this year in August as well. So people can come in from it, or local kids are able to register for that. So that's a lot of fun for the summer. Gosh, I don't even know where to start, really, Ryan. There's so much going on. Of course, there's millions of acres of provincially protected wilderness in this area. There's campgrounds, Gregor Lake, Hanging Stone, Mackwell Lake. You can go out to Christina Lake Lodge. There's what typically we think of as fishing lodges all around our region. Many of them have expanded their tourism offerings, so they're great. You might have thought it was like fishing for the guys to go away for a fishing weekend or whatever, but many of them have expanded their tourism operations now, and they have great activities for couples or families with, you know, some of them have paddle boards and canoes that can use, and there's, you know, you can hike around and animal watching, and of course our beautiful dark sky and a potential of seeing the northern lights at any time in our region. Talking about water, the Clearwater and Athabasca rivers with the jet boating, kayaking, floats that people do down and onto the Snai, golf courses, parks, trails. Oh my gosh, we are overflowing with natural wonders here. And one of the things we always say is we'd love you to be a tourist in your own region, but also invite your friends and family. Like, I know we sometimes always want to go to our friends and family for a summer vacation, but what a great destination. Bring your friends and family up to explore our region and have some memorable experiences within the region. And then, of course, we love a party up here in Fort McMurray, so Wood Buffalo region. So festivals. We have one for every season. Man, this summer there's festivals, gosh, almost every weekend. So, you know, the typical ones that come back every year, like Rib Fest, Sustainable, and then get out and enjoy the culture of our region. pretty much every First Nation, Métis Nation, and community offers festivals and celebrations in their communities, and you can get out and learn about the culture, make some new friends, have some fun. They are an amazing thing to do as a family or as a couple or as an individual. They are so welcoming. And our trails. We have trails for everything. And day trips or overnight trips. Like, there's something out there for anyone to do. If you haven't driven the Syncrude Loop, you got to do that. Stop and see the bison, and hopefully they'll be out there for you to see, and the giants of mining and the reclamation sites, and learn a little bit more about the industry that, you know, really built our region. And then I know I'm going on and on, but the day trips, like me, or like go to Anzac and, you know, head out for, I've heard pizza and ice cream is a highlight also in Anzac, but there's much more there. Conklin, Tower Road, Fort Mackay, see the beauty of our region, and you know, there's always wildlife sightings, pop into a restaurant or shop in the communities that you visit. Check out the Birchwood Trails as always. Ryan, like, it's endless in our region, and I think sometimes we forget what an amazing place we live in and how attractive this region is, not only to those of us that live here and love it already, but to visitors that would come from outside the region.
That's exactly true, Terry. I think back to, you know, where I'm from, and think back, geez, you know, I didn't really appreciate it back then. And maybe it's not an appreciation thing for folks in that Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo region, but maybe just, guess, what's your message to folks that live here and work here about, you know, tourism in this area and touring around their own neck of the woods here this summer and spring?
Yeah, my message is to get out and try something that you've never done before. Visit a festival, go to a community that you've never been to before, and be a tourist in your own land. And like I said, encourage your friends and family to come visit us, you know, and see what we're all about. That's how we sort of change the image and reputation of our region, you know, even if it is one person at a time. I know when I first moved here, my friends and family came up that first summer and just had a blast, so much so that one of my family members has moved here because of the experience that they had when they were here as a visitor. So it's just such a great place, and we as a community, a region, work together to have so many great events, so many great experiences. So I want people to try something new. Don't do the norm that you would always do every summer. And also, Ryan, I just wanted to mention, if you want to know more, my tourism team is going to be set up at the upcoming spring trade show that's happening at McDonald Island Park. And so we'd love you to come down and learn about all of these things I've been talking about, and talk to us about tourism in our region. And even if, you know, they're interested in starting up a tourism business, you know, we can talk about that too. So there's so much opportunity in our region to just downright enjoy it. So that's really my message to everyone.
Terry, it sure seems like sports tourism is taking a big focus in 2024 with, of course, the U21 Canadian Curling Championships running this week, but also the Baseball Canada Cup coming up in August. Is that kind of something that FMWB is highlighting too?
Absolutely. So sport tourism, like, it's big in Canada. And so, you know, destinations like ourselves compete against one another to host these wonderful, whether they're provincial, national, or even world events. And that's exactly what we're doing. So we collaborate with our venues, with our municipality representatives, with the sport associations within the region, the minor sport associations within our region. And, you know, we strategically target, you know, sporting events that we want to host here in our region. So it is a big concentration for our region because we know we're fantastic hosts and have the most amazing venues and the most amazing teams. Like our piano men's basketball team just won the nationals, you know, so maybe we host the nationals here one day. And it's things like that. We have national champions in cheerleaders. If one of our cheerleading teams here, I think that's 2 years ago now, but it's things like that. We're really good at sports within our region, plus we're really good hosts of sports, and we're just working collaboratively with everyone here to tell that story across Canada with all the provincial and national sporting organizations.
Terry Nielsen, the Tourism Director for FMWB, thank you so much for the time here today.
Thanks, Ryan. I so appreciate your time as well.
Thanks for listening to Fort McMurray Matters. We'll be back after the break.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
And we're back on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today is Kevin Weidlich, the president and CEO of Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo Economic Development and Tourism. Kevin, how's it going here today?
Good. Thank you, Ryan.
Hey, glad to have you here on the program. My first question for you, Kevin, of course, the spring and summer right around the corner, if not already here. Why should people in Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo region go out this summer and spring to explore the area they live in?
Well, it's the natural wonder here is phenomenal. We enjoy living in the northeast corner of Alberta. It's a massive region, and outdoor experiences are everywhere. We have natural beauty. We have lakes. We have fishing experiences. Like there's plenty of things to do for residents in the region, and indeed, lots of reasons for visitors to come here too.
It was kind of something during the pandemic that was certainly prominent, you know, traveling the area you're in, right, to, you know, just kind of get away. Now with the rising costs of, well, everything, is it time for people to do their spring and summer traveling maybe closer to home potentially?
Certainly. I think it's always time for people to explore their own backyard. During the pandemic, we had a big backyard campaign that really celebrated and showed all the various things to do in our region. And those experiences still exist. And today we have even more. So, you know, whether it be doing canoe trips up and down the Athabasca and Clearwater Rivers, or boating at Gregoire Lake, or any number of activities. These, you know, they grow and you know, it benefits our region. It causes a whole bunch of additional spending within the region for restaurants and other activities. So it benefits everyone, and it's economical. Of course, you're not paying massive travel costs to leave the region.
Maybe talk about the more. How has tourism in the Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo region grown since 2020?
So, well, a lot of that is natural growth, of course. When the pandemic was stifling a lot of economic activity, of course, you know, hotels were at minimal occupancy, and restaurants, of course, were really suffering. But now that we've emerged from the pandemic, restaurant experiences are getting back to normal. Hotel occupancies are increasing and getting better. But what's really particularly interesting is the number of entrepreneurs and tourism-oriented experience offerings that are new since in the last couple of years. These include like dog sledding experiences in up in Fort Chip. They include one company is Beyond Adventures and Tours, where they're only just getting started before the pandemic and were able to get their feet under them and now expand their operations to offer, you know, canoeing and Northern Lights experiences. We have new Northern Lights experiences that are year-round viewing experiences in various camp-like places.
There's no shortage of things to do for the outdoor enthusiasts out there in our area. Maybe talk about those endless options that are here for, again, that outdoor enthusiast maybe looking to go camping or fishing.
Yeah, so certainly, you know, there's tons of campgrounds in the region, and also you can get guided guides and outfitters to go in into the backcountry. The Richardson backcountry is a glorious place to visit, and especially when coupled with guides and learning how to respect the land and recognize that all those areas are really traditional areas for Indigenous communities. So, which in and of itself is an exciting experience, seeing how trap lines function, that sort of thing. So these are all emerging opportunities as the region grows and develops its tourism offerings.
Sports tourism, something so far this year anyway, has been a bit of a highlight this year in the area, with both the U21 Canadian Curling Championships happening this week and now the Baseball Canada Cup in August.
Yeah, we definitely enjoy some really strong sports community, and of course have great assets here. We compete with other mid-sized cities, but we have assets that rival large centers like Edmonton and Calgary. When we look at McDonald Island Park, the Syncrude Sport and Wellness Center on the Keano College campus, and other amenities too. So it gives us a bit of an advantage. We're certainly seeing early stages of success. We know that we're at the end of a long road. So by having targeted approaches to pursuing championships and qualifying events, it gives us a pretty compelling value proposition. So the idea is to bring more of those here. I think we have a really good reputation for that already. And now it's just a matter of levering that.
How popular is Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo as a tourism destination for spring and summer travel?
So we're only at the beginning stages. We believe that we have significant potential. I'm sure everybody knows that, you know, in Alberta, it's the usual suspects of the mountain parks and the larger centers is where most tourists flock to. We work very closely with Travel Alberta on their goal to double the visitor economy. That's the doubling the spending by visitors coming to Alberta by 2035. So that goes from just over $10 billion today to more than $25 billion by 2035. And we have a part to play in that because those other places are so saturated. So many people go there. They can only grow by so much. But we can grow massively because we have some fantastic experiences and we have the natural wonder and beauty of Northeast Alberta. Anybody who lives here knows it. So the goal is to increase our visitor spending by more than double by 2035 as well. And with the strategy that Travel Alberta has helped us to develop, pretty confident we'll get there.
Are you expecting this year to be even a more busy year for people coming to the region to explore all it has to offer?
Yeah, we're picking up some data that's giving us a positive indication. You know, the best measure, of course, is hotel occupancy, but also usage of the various amenities and the operator bookings. Operator bookings they're already underway. New operators are looking at coming online as early as the spring. So I think we are on a path to growth. But we're still early days and there's still a lot of work to be done.
Kevin Weidlich, the president and CEO of Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo Economic Development and Tourism. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
Well, I didn't pump up golf, and I think it's important that we talk about golf. So we have some pretty phenomenal golf courses, and they are worthy of people driving to Fort McMurray and spending a day or two on the golf courses. So if we don't talk about golf, we're doing our region a disservice.
Awesome, Kevin. Thank you so much again for the time here today on the show.
Okay, thank you.
We'll have more for Fort McMurray Matters coming up next.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Thanks for joining us on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining us on the phone here today is Dr. Pierre Guy. He is the president of the Canadian Orthopedic Association. Dr. Guy, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Ryan. Thank you.
That's good to hear. Maybe just tell us about orthopedic care and what that means for people.
What that means for people, so there's hundreds of thousands of Canadians every year who suffer from bone and joint problems, and orthopedic surgeons are the specialty in medicine that takes care of these patients and often requiring surgery.
So what are some of the more common orthopedic issues people face today?
So any joint you can name up from your shoulders, elbows, hands, hips, knees, spine, foot are, you know, conditions that orthopedic surgeons are involved in. And then probably people have heard frequently of hip replacements, knee replacements, shoulder replacements, or and then taking care of acute problems like fractures. So fixing fractures, taking care of people's broken bones.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just surgery is kind of, you know, what I'm trying to get at here. It's not just, you know, major surgeries that people think of when they think of the orthopedic unit at a hospital, for example. It can be minor stuff as well.
Oh, yeah. There are things that are treated without surgery. And then in that situation, you know, surgeons will employ like a cast or perhaps an injection. But as you're pointing it out, there's other team members in our team who take care of patients with bone and joint problems. In the hospital and outside hospital would be physiotherapists. In our hospitals, we'll have nurses. Some nurses are specialized in orthopedic care. We'll have in different places across the country physician assistants who help with the team. We'll have orthopedic technologists who take care of your cast. And then there's other specialties in medicine. You know, some family medicine doctors are specialized in sports medicine. So those would be other people who take care of patients with bone and joint problems.
How far has orthopedic care advanced in, say, the last 10, even 20 years from now?
Well, so a huge advancement. Certainly people have heard a lot about the joint replacements. There's been a huge push in technology in that sense. We're using in more and more specialties computers to help guide surgery or to help plan surgery. So those would be major developments. But I would say on the like basic things, collaborating as a team. So surgeons collaborating with physiotherapists, with nurses, have really tried to improve the flow of care. We've all heard about long wait lists for care for patients. So in Canada, the way the team has responded to that challenge is to put a team together to support patients so they can have, you know, operations that would previously require somebody to stay in the hospital 2 to 3 days. They're now sent home the same day with this, you know, very good support that they would have from physiotherapists and nurses. So same day surgery has become, you know, increasingly prominent in some of the solutions. So I'll give you an example. So, you know, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, there'd be less than 1% of these hip and knee replacements that were done as day surgery. And I think in 2022, we're up to about 16% of those procedures being done as day surgery. So those are huge advancements in care. So it's about technology, but it's also about organizing our care.
Are there any misconceptions around orthopedic health out there you'd like to address?
Well, I think there's some people tend to think of orthopedic care as something that's for the older people in our population. And certainly there's lots of hip and knee replacements that are being done for that. But there are lots of workers who are waiting for surgery, for example, for them to be able to get back to heavy physical work. So if somebody is doing some, you know, a heavy physically demanding job, and they have, for example, a shoulder problem or a knee problem or a foot problem that's preventing them to going back to work, those are populations also that orthopedic surgeons help. And we mentioned also, you know, accidents and trauma. So those would be, you know, other populations that are out of all ages. You know, orthopedic surgeons will treat, you know, children, newborns with hip dysplasia to older patients who have arthritis.
In what ways do orthopedic issues impact overall health and quality of life?
They have a significant impact. There's an estimate that about 10% of the population in Canada suffers a significant disability of their mobility. So a lot of people will, you know, sense that as, you know, pain, having pain every day, or requiring narcotics, and or, you know, not being able to enjoy their activities or go back to work, as I just said. So that's had a significant impact on the population. And there's a large proportion of the population that requires, you know, orthopedic care or that care of their bone and joint conditions. And as you can imagine, that that's often considered, you know, compared to more urgent conditions that are life-threatening, it usually sort of takes a back seat. And And what we want to highlight in King Orthopedic Care Day is that there are patients who need this type of surgery or are receiving this type of surgery. And along with that, let people know that there are options out there and that we have a whole team to take care of them.
Alberta and Fort McMurray in particular has a lot of people who do hard physical labor jobs. What are some of the things those folks can keep in mind to take care of themselves and their orthopedic health?
Certainly, heavy physical laborers, to me, they require, you know, physical training. We often hear of, professional athletes who need to have, really good physical health. I would consider heavy physical laborers in the same category of individuals who require best MSK health that you can imagine. So certainly making sure that their joints and are functioning well, that their muscles are functioning well, that they're well trained. And if they do require, if they do have an ongoing problem and require consultation from, physiotherapist or family physician or an orthopedic surgeon, that they're directed that way to be able to help them out to continue with the heavy work that they do.
And also, it's fairly important, I'm assuming, Dr. Gee, to, if you are in pain, seek help right away.
Absolutely. There are certainly some conditions that can be helped and can be diagnosed early and treated early. There's often a culture and, populations that do heavy physical work to just work through it. But certainly, if you consider that this is your livelihood, getting consultation for that, getting somebody to assess it to see if it can be improved, and help you work through that. That's certainly something I would recommend.
Today being Canadian Orthopedic Care Day, what are some of the themes that your organization is bringing to light for the day?
Well, a big part of our theme this year is actually talking about our team, the fact that we embrace and we support what's called team-based care. So orthopedic surgeons are part of the team, but as I listed previously, physiotherapists, nurses, sports medicine physicians, their rehabilitation physicians also, our radiologists, but our specialty is really focused on imaging. Imaging is very important for us for diagnosing, so radiologists are important. And as I said previously, physician assistants and orthopedic technologists are key. So focusing on our team or highlighting our team, the benefits that our team members provide to patients with bone and joint problems, is one of the key messages this year. We want to recognize everybody's contribution.
Dr. Pierre Guy, the president of the Canadian Orthopedic Association, anything else you'd like to add here today?
No, I think that's great. I think if people want to support or participate in the discussion, we're certainly on social media, and some of the hashtags that we're using are hashtag MSKUnited. That's for Musculoskeletal Care United. So if you want to follow that, you'll see what the conversation is all about. So thanks so much for your time, Ryan.
Awesome. Dr. Gee, thank you so much for your time here on Fort McMurray Matters. That was our show for today. Big thank you to my guests for joining me on the show. We have another great one lined up for you tomorrow, so join us for that. Thank you for listening to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Ryan McNally. Have a good day.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this or any past episodes? Download the podcast at play1037.ca. Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.